Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1244B, and we have a wonderful guest, Jim Murphy, author of Inner Excellence, Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life. That book is published initially, self-published, I believe, but now by Grand Central Publishing, a division of National Geo. They're also my publisher, so I feel a kinship with him on that alone. But Jim is a performance coach, and how he got to be a number one New York Times bestselling author after playing for the Cubs is a great story. So let's go there first, Jim. But before we do, I should tell people that we're sponsored by LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Trubiotics and Bovine Colostrum, as well as Dye Rescue. Go to their website, LifeFirstNaturals.com, to see the randomized double-blind controlled trials showing the benefits of those and why we think most people over 50 should consider them and talk to their doctor about those, as well as longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free longevity newsletter. So, Jim, how did you get to be a performance coach after playing professional baseball?
Yeah, it's a good question. I left for the desert. I was driving a truck for FedEx downtown Seattle and not really sure what to do with my life. And I ended up leaving for the desert to live a life of solitude to figure out what to do with my life. And that's where Inner Excellence is born.
And how was it born in the desert? In other words, what brought it about?
I had always dreamed about being a superstar professional athlete. And so when I got drafted by the Cubs, it was a dream come true. But I played 5 years in the minors and got injured and was devastated, totally lost my identity and didn't know what to do with my life. And I actually got offered to ask if I could coach a high school baseball team in inner city Seattle. And I was driving a truck for FedEx, and I did, and we went undefeated. And so then I thought, oh, my destiny was to be a superstar Major League Baseball manager, not a player. And so I ended up doing my master's paper on how to build a championship team, interviewing 39 Major League GMs and field managers and coaches. Got a job with the Texas Rangers 2 weeks after graduation from grad school. That lasted one season. I left in the middle of it and felt like a failure. It just wasn't the box that I was fitting into. I coached in the Olympics, and that was amazing, with 2000 Sydney Olympics with South Africa. But then after that, I didn't know what to do with my life, and I was just driving the truck for FedEx. And then one day, a teammate in pro baseball said, hey, can you come down to the desert and help me launch a baseball academy for the weekend? And I decided to move there indefinitely. I gave away over half my possessions, and including my TV. This is before streaming. And went to live a life of relative solitude to find something that I could devote my life to. And that's where Inner Excellence came into being.
Part of this, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book, Inner Excellence, and innerexcellence.com is where you can find out more about it, as well as on Amazon, of course, and hopefully at your local independent bookstore. But it is Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life. One of the things you talk about is developing self-mastery and letting go of what you can't control. And another one is overcoming anxiety. Pick up one of those or both if you want, because they're really related, at least in my mind.
Yeah, self-mastery. When I think of inner excellence, I think of self-mastery. And when I think of self-mastery, I think of mastering the ego, which I define as the part of our mind that's always comparing, always threatened, and never satisfied. And anxiety is a mind, in general, it's a mind with way too many thoughts from way too many concerns. And if we have a part of our mind that's always comparing, always threatened, never satisfied, of course, that's going to amplify the anxiety. So inner excellence is this pursuit of mastering the ego. And when I think of mastering the ego, I think of being unoffendable, unembarrassable, and unirritatable. It's a selfless and therefore fearless pursuit.
And when you talk about selfless, what do you mean by that? Help me understand that. Help our audience understand it.
So when you're performing your very best, so I did 5 years of full-time writing and research in the desert. And so that's what became the book Inner Excellence. When you're performing your best to anybody and anything they're doing, it can be an artist, it can be a piano player, a musician, a school teacher. There's very, very few thoughts of self, if any at all. You're caught up in the moment and immersed in the moment and not thinking about the past or future, and there's no self-protection. So when we think about ourselves, that's what leads to fear. The basic challenge, the biggest challenge that we all face in performance and in life is self-centeredness, because that leads to fear. When you think about yourself, your subconscious knows all of your mistakes and all your weaknesses, and it feels inadequate. And so we compare ourselves to others, but there's always someone that has more or better accomplishments than us or more things. And so we have this anxiety and fear. But when there's no comparison, when we're fully engaged in the moment, then we have this fearlessness, because there's no fear in the present moment. Fear is a self-centered future thing in general. It's what will happen to me after I do this performance or after I give this speech or anything that I'm doing, what will happen next? That's what fear is. And love is the solution, because love is fearless and love is present and others focused, and fear is self-centered and future focused.
You know, I listened last night to a very old interview that David Frost did with Paul McCartney. And he said to Paul McCartney, what are you going to happen? Because most musicians fail. They might have one number one. What was your route? And he said, well, we wanted to get a record contract, and then we wanted to get a number one, and that was check and check. And so David Frost persisted. He said, well, don't you have fear? What are you going to happen if you don't succeed? He said, oh, I don't have any fear. I can always go back and be a musician and just doing well. And I guess that's what you're saying. He had no fear at all, which is maybe why the Beatles were so great.
Couple guys that I think people can maybe recognize, Ed Sheeran, the musician, before he goes in to perform, he says to himself, dare to suck. In other words, dare to be really bad. And that gives him freedom. And Tom Cruise, the actor, he says what his mindset is, I think the big thing that made him really successful is that he's afraid and gets nervous before he does his stunts or his acting. He gets nervous like everyone else. But the big difference that I see in him and what he said is that he's not afraid to be afraid. And this is huge. Most people are afraid to be afraid. In other words, they start to get some of these feelings that are really uncomfortable, and they're not good at being uncomfortable. But the great performers, they're really good at being uncomfortable. And it just takes practice. And you just ask yourself, am I willing to be uncomfortable? Am I willing to pursue getting comfortable in discomfort?
I imagine that's true of many of the great performers. Now, what about, and one of the things you stress in the book is removing mental blocks.
Yeah, mental blocks are very common.
Describe a little more about that. And I should tell people who are listening, we're talking about the book Inner Excellence, Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life, with Jim Murphy, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Inner Excellence, available at innerexcellence.com as well as Amazon, and hopefully your local bookstore as well. So tell us about a little bit more about removing mental blocks.
Yeah, so people come to me, professional athletes, and they want to perform better. And essentially, they come to me with, they have lower level loves. Their desires are too low. In other words, they want to be world number one, or they want to win a gold medal or some world championship. And that's just not high enough, because you don't even know if that's going to make you happy. The difference between people that are extraordinarily successful at anything else is that they're willing to let go of their past and they're willing to fail. Like Ed Sheeran, he dares to suck, dares to be really bad. And if you're not willing to fail, if you're not willing to face any, if you're not willing to fail, then you're not willing to face your fears. Those go hand in hand. If you want to be great, you have to perform with freedom to be your best. And freedom, the only way you can be truly free is you have to be willing to be really bad, like Ed said. And so that's the biggest challenge. People get these mental blocks because they're so afraid of failure and looking bad and comparing poorly. And yet if you're focused on gratitude, if you're truly grateful just to be there, just to be able to share what you love, then, you know, mental blocks are much rarer. But Inner Excellence also has ways to overcome mental blocks as well.
When you say train your subconscious mind, how do you train your mind?
What's running your life is your heart working with your subconscious. When I say your heart, I mean your spirit and your will, the deepest part of you. It works together with your subconscious mind. And beliefs are the most important part about you. Beliefs are a subconscious feeling, a subconscious comfort level, also a feeling of what you believe is possible in your life. So you can think of people, you know, everyone knows somebody that has a major fear or a phobia, and those things can come in an instant. You could be 7 years old or 17 years old, and maybe a snake crawls across your toe, and all of a sudden you have a phobia of snakes. That belief was captured in an instant, and beliefs can be changed. Every belief that you have about who you are, because you, every listener right now has beliefs in every area of their lives. And by definition, every belief that they have has a limit. And what inner excellence is expanding what you believe is possible by learning to let go of your past. And that's scary, because when people let go of their past, they're like, well, they're subconsciously afraid that they're going to lose who they are. So training your subconscious is really getting the feelings of who you want to be more often. That's a big part of it. It's a little more depth than that, but that's a big part of it. Is what I want for people that listen to the show is when they come to a stoplight or have any spare moment of solitude in their life, I want their mind to go to beauty right away, into possibilities. But that's not very common, especially now with so much fear and anxiety and tension and violence in the world, so much out of our control. So when we have a spare moment, the mind gets cluttered and it goes to anxiety, too many thoughts. And that's because there's not one clear purpose for our lives. We need to have one clear purpose so then we're not pulled in every direction, especially social media. What about this? What about that? We need to focus on that purpose that serves others that we can join in.
One of the things, obviously, my purpose is helping people stay younger for longer and to take advantage of that. What's your purpose, Jim?
Yeah, my purpose is to share God's love, wisdom, and courage with athletes and leaders around the world, to really share it with everybody, but especially athletes and leaders.
Do you play a sport now?
Well, we just got this little Inner Excellence Retreat Center. I'm here in Spain. We just got this new little Inner Excellence Retreat Center, and there's a tennis court. We're going to put a multi-sport, pickleball, basketball, and probably tennis. So I love to play pickleball and golf.
And how good are you at golf?
I would say I'm pretty decent for a beginner, for an extreme beginner.
Do you have any fear on the golf course?
I don't. Well, I've had some fear. I would call it more anxiety sometimes when people are watching. But what I've done, and I think this is helpful for all of us, is it's so important to make up your mind ahead of time. What is my goal before I get on the course? And this is the same for an amateur or pro golfer, Scottie Scheffler, or anyone, to really make sure your mindset is, what is my goal for today? Because if you don't have a clear goal beyond birdie, trying to get birdies and not get bogeys, then that's obviously going to be your goal. It's going to be outcomes. But those are so much out of your control that's going to, it's really hard to be great when you're trying to focus on something that's out of your control. And that's why we have four daily goals. And that's underneath the overarching goal every day of learning and growing. Our four daily goals is to give the best of whatever you have each day, knowing that some days it's not going to be very good, and to be present, to be grateful, and focus on your routines and only what you can control.
That's absolutely wonderful. The book is Inner Excellence. It's available on Amazon. It's from Grand Central Publishing, a division of National Geo. Jim Murphy is the author, the full title, Inner Excellence, Train Your Mind for Extraordinary Performance and the Best Possible Life. And you can find out more, of course, at innerexcellence.com. Jim, thank you very much for doing this and for helping us learn about inner excellence. I'm going to practice a lot of what you've said as I go forward. So thank you for enriching me as well as all of our listeners. We'll be back next week. Remember to go to our sponsors' websites, LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. The latter has a lot of very good data, anecdotal data, on helping people not have diarrhea, constipation, nausea, vomiting, etc., when they're on and changing doses with one of the GLP-1s. Take it for 2 days before, 3 days after. It's superb in that 66% people report major benefit, as well as go and look at the randomized controlled data on bovine colostrum in preventing the GI side effects of strenuous exercise, as well as preventing upper respiratory infections, as was shown in randomized studies of Italian soccer players, and of course, Truebiotics. Thanks again, Jim Murphy, author of Inner Excellence, and of course, our listeners for downloading us. 50,000 of you can't be wrong, and this is a book that I hope all of you get a hold of, Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. Thanks again.